Yes, that's right. You are listening to RDU 98.5, and it is a Monday morning right now, 8:02 a.m. You're listening to the Burnt Breakfast Show, and I'm absolutely delighted to have my first guest of the week, a very talented young man. He's about to release a new poetry collection described as bold and queer, two of my favourite words. It is called I'm Still Growing, and I have the writer with me right now, Josiah Morgan, on the line. Good morning, Josiah.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. A little bit like, oh my god, it's a Monday, but that's how it is.
yeah. Well, tell me, how does a poet's week work? Are you like a busy weekday person, got your weekends free, traditional like that, or are you all over the place?
Ordinarily all over the place. I work as a full-time freelancer in the arts, so it means I'm doing like maybe 4 or 5 contracts at once.
Yeah, right.
At best, like when it's really working, it is Monday to Friday, and it's kind of a traditional job. But the last kind of 3 weeks in the lead up to the book have been pretty crazy. Like I've pretty much been working every day for the last month or so. Yeah. But it's like, it's also weird because it's like, it doesn't feel like you're going to work to do something that is on someone else's clock, I guess. You know?
Yeah, like right.
Yourself. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. We need people like you. Now, this book, I'm Still Growing. Very excited to learn a bit more about it. Can you just tell us a bit about this book?
Yeah, sure thing. So this is my first book published in New Zealand, but I've had a couple of other books published overseas in America, in Texas, with a publisher over there.
Wow.
And the first of those, kind of chaotically, was published when I was 17. And this book now, I'm Still Growing, reframes and republishes that book that I wrote when I was 17 in the New Zealand context, but then also plays a bunch of other new poems around it that are kind of contemporary from now. I'm still pretty young. I'm 22. But the book itself is a kind of a record of what's happened between the ages of 17 to 22 in the kind of abstract and emotion-based way that poetry often is, I guess.
Yeah, right. It sounds fascinating. And obviously, you yourself, I identify as a queer person. How much kind of the content of the book is kind of discussing queer themes?
I reckon 95% of it.
Yeah, right.
Like, I reckon it's probably interesting to people that aren't queer as well, but I also don't know. We definitely scared off a few, like, older people at our Wellington launch a couple of weeks ago. But the book is really like, there are sections of it that kind of draw from conversations on apps like Grindr, or parts of the language that are re-queering other artistic texts. But even the stuff that isn't explicitly queer in its content still has a kind of queer approach to art making.
Yeah, right.
By which I think it has a kind of instability to it, or a kind of fluidity to it, where the speaker of the poems or the narrator of the poems is not always the same person and isn't always me, and sometimes seems to change their perspective suddenly.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can't wait to read it. It's going to be fascinating.
It's weird.
No, and hey, as it should be, quite frankly. How does one go about writing a book of poetry? Because it's not like your traditional book, start, middle, and ending. How do you go about that?
That's a great question. I'm still not 100% sure how it works myself. but I think there's just this kind of feeling that you get. I got it For the first time, when I wrote that book, Inside the Castle, that came out in the States in 2018, where I had written a bunch of single poems, and I just suddenly started to feel like there was something in them working together. So that's one way, is that you might just like have a collection of poems, and all of a sudden it feels like they all want to be a part of the same thing. The flip side of that is what happened with this book, where I knew that we were going to do a kind of contemporary recontextualization of that earlier book. And I kind of intentionally sought to pick up on strands from that earlier work and develop them to what I felt was the natural endpoint. So lots of different ways, I guess. This one in particular maybe was constructed similarly to how a novel would be constructed, even though it doesn't look or move like a novel, whereas the earlier book was just a feeling thing.
Interesting. Gosh.
I kind of like the idea that each book teaches you how to write it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult question to answer because it changes each time. But this was very much like thinking about what existed in that earlier one and updating it.
Now the title kind of I'm Still Growing suggests that, you know, this quite profound it suggests it could potentially be the kind of this profound, like, personal self-reflection type thing. Is that what it is?
It's that, and it's also a joke about that. It started as a joke about that. I was like, oh, what would someone call their New Zealand poetry collection? Oh, I'm still growing. So I did that kind of ironically.
Yeah,
But then
right.
it's also earnest though, because that is what the book is about. But I just think it's kind of like I think it's kind of hubristic and a little bit obnoxious to call a book I'm Still Growing. Like, who cares about me? It's fine. It's not about me, you know. And I think it's funny to do that. But I think it's probably transformed into something a little bit more earnest now. But the initial impulse was just kind of wanting to poke fun at the New Zealand poetry scene a little bit.
Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, I love that. Why not? And
Why not?
you're having a launch for this as well here in Christchurch.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow night, Tuesday 20th at 7 p.m.
And what does a poetry book launch look like? I assume you read some of it.
Yeah, it'll be pretty fun. It's like my dad's actually going to do the launch speech. So my dad's going to do, he's going to say something.
Oh
I
my
have no idea
God, I
what.
love that.
And then we've got readings from two other local writers, Isla Huia and Laura Borrowdale, and then also some music from my friend Hannah Grace Horton. And then I'll read some poems at the end of the book. In Christchurch, I'm going to do my set from this show called Show Ponies, which is like, the pitch is what if poetry, but it was a rock concert. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow night
Right,
from this.
okay. You know, I can believe that concept probably actually works quite well, really.
It's been pretty popular. It's done like pretty much all the major writers' festivals in New Zealand, and then a couple of those over in Australia as well. It's pretty cool. If you ever get the chance to see it, yeah, definitely go.
And how old did you say you are? 22.
Yeah.
This is all very impressive for a 22-year-old, Josiah. Oh my God.
Mean, look, it's just because, thank you for saying that, but also it's just because I'm neurotic and I am an
Right.
active relaxer and therefore accidentally very productive.
Right. Wow. To be accidentally productive. What a curse.
What a.
Josiah, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to read this collection. Now I know this might be quite hard to answer as someone who themselves writes poetry, but is it quite advanced poetry? Is it sort of beginner poetry?
Okay, that's a good question. My publicist referred to me as a writer's writer,
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Wow.
but every time I've read the poem out loud, or any of the poems from this book out loud, to rooms of like 50 or more people, many of whom aren't poets, it always gets laughs from the people who aren't poets. So I reckon it's just a different experience if you
Yeah,
don't know poetry.
right. Oh, fantastic. I say, hey, everyone should dive in deep with this one, and just enjoy it. Josiah, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. Where is your launch tomorrow night, by the way?
Oh, Little Andromeda at 7 p.m.
Fantastic. To our audience out there, head along to that launch. It's probably going to be a lot of fun. One more time, Josiah, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Kia ora.
And that was the wonderful Josiah Morgan, his queer poetry collection, I'm Still Growing, is out March 1st. There's a launch at Little Andromeda tomorrow night. Sounds like, you know, it's a great balance of, you know, funny and touching and, you know, thoughtful and profound, and that right balance. So go check that out.